suspend aid until it could be certified that these the rights of folks have not been, well, are no longer being trampled upon as they try to seek a more democratic Honduras.
Mm. Well, Congressman Keith Ellison, we want to thank you for being with us. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Gabu would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Boki Bowl, located 1028 Southeast Water Avenue in Portland, and serving ramen in an industrial space with counter service and communal seating. Dinner was provided by D. Nicholas, located 3520 Southeast Powell's Boulevard in Portland, and serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This is KBOO Portland.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Right Around Portland Book Release and Public Reading on Thursday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Beaverton Round Executive Suites in Beaverton. Know These is the 53rd collection of community writing. This reading will feature work written by participants in the fall 2017 writing workshops, including long-term HIV survivors, middle school students, young adults in a job training program, and many others. Again, that's Right Around Portland Book Release and Public Reading on Thursday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Beaverton Round Executive Suites, 12725 Southwest Milliken Way in Beaverton. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hey, I'm Lisa Loving. I'm here with my awesome brother, Fortunato.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woot, it is KBOO Community Radio. It's our fabulous holiday membership drive. We have a couple people to thank, but we're getting ready for Henry Louis Gates to get on the air here with our other beloved brother, Cecil Prescott, a longtime host of Monday Talk Radio. I don't know about you, but I'm incredibly psyched, and we've got some people to thank.
Well, we have Francesca in Oregon City, and she gave an extra donation. She likes what we're doing this morning and thought, well, let's give a little bit more.
Last day of the drive.
You could do. You can up your membership by a little bit. That really helps us out a lot down here. Call us up, 877-500-5266. We have news every weekday morning with Democracy Now!, and we've got more talk radio coming up with a special interview with Henry Louis Gates Jr.
Hey, and the other thing is that as you are listening in this beautiful moment to this show, Monday Talk Radio, we're going to be giving away Henry Louis Gates' newest book. It's 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro for a $20 per month contribution. So think about that as you're listening to your favorite talk radio show, possibly. It's one of my favorite talk radios, if not my favorite, Monday Morning Talk Radio with Cecil and Celeste, and 877-500-5266 is the number to call. If you're already a member, stop on by and just empty out your wallet on the table. We'll give you what, you know, we'll give you some coffee. I was going to say we'll give you a hug if you want a hug, okay? 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM, or come in person to 20 Southeast in Portland, Oregon.
You and are an important part of this, so give us a call.
When you do make a contribution, I just, before we go to the show, we take all that money and we train other citizen journalists. Your contribution makes waves of positivity. So are we ready for this amazing show? Woot! Thank you.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO, your community radio station. This is More Talk Radio. I am Cecil Prescott, and today is Monday, December 4th, 2017. And joining us, our guest this morning is Professor Henry Louis Gates, who currently serves as the Alphonse Fletcher University Professor and Director of the Hutchins Center for African and African American Research at Harvard University. He is a wise author and investigator of great things. His newest book is 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro, and we may not be able to get through all 100 this hour, but we'll give it a try. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Gates.
Thank you, Cecil. It's an honor. I love Portland. And, you know, when we get the ratings each week for our PBS series, Finding Your Roots,
yes,
Portland is always up there. So I'm very, very honored and happy to be on your show.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, and certainly our readers, our listeners might be familiar with your programs, and I think you certainly are part of a movement of people trying to find more about the history and who they are. Have you any insights into why this is such a powerful phenomenon these days?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I'm asked that often, and I think about it a lot. I think, Cecil, it's because people have so much anxiety about the present, and if you're anxious about the present, that means you're worried about your future and your children's future. And one way people answer that question or address those anxieties is by finding security in the past. When you trace your ancestry, it's like establishing a foundation to stand upon. And I think that because of the revolution in digitization of records, now you can search for your ancestors more quickly in an hour than you could in a month or 2 months, even 10 or 15 years ago. And because of the revolution of DNA analysis, which is so inexpensive, I think that we use three DNA companies. Ancestry.com, which is our lead sponsor. It's PBS, so I have to say that. But I can't endorse any of these companies. Right. 23andMe and Family Tree DNA. And I think that their tests are all under $100, and then they do seasonal discounts. So sometimes you can get these tests for $60, I think, which is not very much to reveal secrets buried in your genome. So between the revolution in the digitization of records and the revolution in ancestry tracing through DNA, you can now find more about your past than even your parents could ever have dreamed, or your grandparents. And I think that gives us a lot of security. What do you think? How do you feel about knowing about your family's past? Is it something that intrigues you?
Certainly it does, and it's interesting, you know, doing the research and finding, you know, where my family came from and their history, and, you know, finding something that I think it was revealed in one of your programs. You know, I think, you know, probably 95% of African Americans assert that they have Cherokee ancestry. It's probably not true in my line, but
and almost none have any significant Native American ancestry, let alone Cherokee.
Right.
You know, I asked Chris Rock, I did his family tree a few years ago, and I asked him why. You see, the curious thing is that the average African American has about 24% European ancestry and less than 1%, you know, 0.9% on average Native American ancestry. So I asked Chris, why did he think this myth of Native American ancestry prevailed? And he said, well, because it was a lot easier to imagine a putative Native American alliance between the escaped slave and Native Americans than to think about rape or to think about forced or cajoled sexuality, which, of course, is the main reason that so many African Americans have European ancestry. The source was slavery. And that's a horrible thing to contemplate,
yes,
the vulnerability of our female ancestors under the slave regime. So instead of thinking about that, myths of bonding with Native Americans has supplanted it. But the facts are the facts, and the DNA does not bear that out. Very few of us have Native American ancestry, and very few enslaved African Americans even saw a Native American.
Yes.
So, you know, that makes it difficult to have Native American ancestry in your DNA. But some do. Oprah and Chris Tucker had significant amount. Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama's best friend, had a significant amount of Native American ancestry. But it's a real surprise when we get that result. But we just did Bryant Gumbel's family tree. Everyone knows Bryant Gumbel. And he was shocked because not only did he have a significant amount of European ancestry, about 63%, but he was 7% Ashkenazi Jewish. Mm. And we found out that he wanted to know the origin of the name Gumbel. And it was a German Jewish name, Gimbel. And his fourth great grandfather migrated to the United States from Germany. And when we traced his ancestry in Germany, we found out his second great grandfather migrated from Germany to New Orleans. And when we traced his ancestry, we went back to his fourth great grandfather, whose name was Elias Gimbel, who was of Ashkenazi Jewish descent. So you never know what you're going to find in a person's genome. It's full of surprises. And one of the most exciting things to me is that it defeats these myths of racial purity.
Yes.
So many people, particularly Day, the white supremacist movement, for example, posits something that never really existed, which is racial or biological purity. And the truth is, our ancestors have been mixing with each other for thousands and thousands of years, and not just in the last 300 or 400 years, which is what our admixture test reveals. So that we're the takeaway from finding your roots is that we're all immigrants. Now, of course, our African ancestors did not migrate here willingly. That's silly. They were thrown onto slave ships and chains and forced to come here. But everybody came here from someplace else. And secondly, they've been mixing from before the time they came here and since they've come here. So no matter what the laws were in the day, at night, everybody was mixing with everybody else. And there are enormous surprises to be found in one's genome. And I find that infinitely fascinating.
This is really fascinating. And we're going to take a pause with our conversation with Dr. Henry Louis Gates and talking about how you can be a participant, a member of this community radio station so that we can continue to have these great conversations with these wonderful guests. Lisa, isn't this a great radio station?
You're blowing my mind. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to KBOO Portland, of course. This is another wonderful membership drive. I love the membership drives. I'm here with my wonderful brother, Fortunato.
Hello.
And, you know, I've been doing ancestry, researching my ancestry for about 6 years. We're listening to an incredible show, a rooted legacy program on these airwaves. Cecil and Celeste. Celeste is probably taking a little bit of well-earned rest, but our two compatriots that do this show, More Talk Radio on Monday mornings, they bring amazing perspectives on issues that you probably don't think about a lot. It's like the air around us. They often are talking about progressive spirituality issues and also racial identity issues. We are talking with, we're listening to this wonderful conversation between, my God.
Well, before you go any farther, let's
Henry
remind you.
Henry Louis Gates, Jr.
We would like you to call 877-500-5266 and support this radio station and support interviews like this by calling us up and becoming a member of KBOO or becoming a renewed member of KBOO. We have Mr. Gates's book.
For a $20 yes. a month contribution, you can have Henry Louis Gates's new book. It's called 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. You do not have to be an African person of African ancestry to completely groove on this book. Just some of the chapters. Number first chapter, which journalist was among the first to bring black history facts to the masses? Listen, this is why you listen to KBOO. And this is why we need you to call 877-500-5266. People like Henry Louis Gates, one of the greatest historians in the history of the United States, I'm going to say, make us understand our history, our American history in a different way. that's what KBOO brings. 877-500-5266. I know, I talk too much. I'm just so excited about this show. Do it online, kboo.fm, or come in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Again, this is an amazing book. It's for a $20 a month contribution. You should read it and then give it to your mom. And I don't care where you're from or what your background is. This is all of our history, right? So just have to put that out. 877-500-5266. Really excited about this conversation. Anything else, Fortunato?
Let's get back to it.
Yay!
Okay, thank you so much, Lisa and Fortunato. As they were saying in terms of this book, your book, The 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro, and Lisa pointed out you do not have to be African-American, but you also... affirm in our conversation that there has been a lot of mixing, if that's the right term, of people throughout our history, and not only as we were speaking previously in terms of the number of African Americans who have European ancestry. Surprisingly, as you noted, a lot of white people have ancestry of that did not immediately come from Europe. Is that not correct?
Yeah. What you're asking is basically how many quote unquote white people have hidden recent African ancestry, and guess what? 4% of the people in America who identify as white, quote unquote, have at least 1% or more of hidden African ancestry, and the percentages are even higher in the South. In South Carolina, for example, at least 13% of self-identified white people have 1% or more of African ancestry.
Wow.
So, you know, in the old days, we would say they were passing.
Yes.
When I did Ty Burrell, speaking of Oregon, you know Ty Burrell, the star of Modern Family.
Yes.
It turns out there was a story that his one of his female ancestors was black, and it turns out that not only was it true, but that she, through the Homestead Act, got acreage in Oregon and migrated from the South all the way, a woman, a black woman, all the way to Oregon, established her claim to her land, and Ty Burrell is her descendant.
Well,
and he had absolutely no idea that he had a black ancestor. There was just a rumor to that effect. So mixing works in both ways.
You know, that fact is amazing in a number of ways, you know, just in terms of Oregon history and the exclusion of African Americans from either living or owning property. So that's an amazing fact.
Yeah, an amazing fact. And this woman was formidable, man. And you can check out, we just ran that episode. It was a rerun last Tuesday. You know, Finding Your Roots is on every Tuesday on your local PBS stations. And last week, because of the holidays, we ran the rerun with Donna Brazile and Ty Burrell. And the rating was just as high as a new episode. And I think, one, because of Donna Brazile, but two, because of this remarkable story that involves Oregon.
Amazing.
heritage, yeah. I'm sorry, yes. I'm tongue twisted here.
Okay.
This amazing story about a black woman who goes to Oregon. And, you know, there are very few people in Oregon, relatively speaking, a small percentage of the population who are black. And imagine what it was 100 years ago. So why this sister chose Oregon, God only knows. But she thrived there and was very well treated.
Amazing. Amazing facts. We're speaking with Dr. Henry Louis Gates, who is the professor at Harvard University and is the recent author of the book 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. Let's talk a little bit about that. We have that book to give away for those who become member here.
Let me interrupt you. You know, I love Portland so much, and we have such a loyal following, that I'll make you One more offer, and I never do this.
Wow.
For anybody who buys the book, if they want to mail it to me, and I'll give you my office address, if they want to mail me their copy, I'll be happy to sign it and mail it back.
Amazing. Okay, those books are going to go off of the shelf right now. We're going to take another brief pause so Lisa and the other people there can tell us how you may get a copy of the book so you can mail it to Dr. Gates and get it autographed.
Yes, just give us a call here at 877-500-5266 and you can mention you get for a $20 a month a membership. You can renew your membership as well, and you can talk to whoever picks up the phone and talks with you. We will set up this painless cachectomy, and you can to support KBOO, and you can get the book. I guess we'll work out how to get the Mr. Gates's address so that you can get that signature. Whoa, what a great deal! And so call us right now, 877-500-5266 to get your copy of the 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro by Henry Louis Gates Jr. And this, as you know, you're listening to our membership drive. We come to you a couple of times a year here at Listener Supported, KBOO Portland, and we ask you to become a member of the Farmers Market of Radio.
You're so weird sometimes, Fortunato. The Farmers Market, where's the tomatoes? I'm just saying...
We're on the tomatoes.
We do have some juicy tomatoes over here. I'm putting that out. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th. We love it when people come in person. We've got fresh coffee on the brewer. And I want to stop and talk for a minute, 877-500-5266, about Henry Louis Gates, about understanding ancestry, and about this book, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro, right? Because, again, we've already said this. You do not have to be African-American to completely, deeply groove on this book. It's amazing. But one of the things I want to say is I'm excited that Henry Louis Gates, again, one of the most important historians in the history of America, I'm putting that out. The work that he does with this ancestry show that's on the television, Finding Your Roots, one thing that we know objectively is that the winners always write the history. But when you go through and start looking at these stories, you realize that there have been iconoclastic people pointing out what's true and just all throughout history, and we don't always hear about who those people are. And Mr. Gates was just talking about a recent show where, sort of an affluent white person discovered that he had an amazing African-descended ancestor. And when we learn these stories of amazing things that people have done that we never heard before, that's what makes you understand as a listener what your power is. And that's why you should be giving us a call, 877-500-5266. You learn your own history in a different way. You learn who you really are and what you can do now. That's what I think is important about ancestry. That's what's amazing about this book, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. $20 a month contribution to KBOO, that's $250. Dr. Gates already said, we'll figure out a way to mail these books to him and you can get an autographed copy. You're going to read that book, and then I'm going to say it again. You're going to give it to your mom, and then you're going to have your mom give it to your young niece, because that's how we learn things in our society. And that's what we do at KBOO. We give you the information, 877-500-5266. Online, you can make a contribution, kboo.fm, or come in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th.
This is like one of those shows that later today you'll probably be saying, hey, I was listening to KBOO and I heard about this great book, or heard this great insight about ancestry. And that's what we present to you at KBOO. We are an alternative to the mainstream, and we're only able to do that with your support. So, you know, the times that you've said, hey, I was listening to this great show on KBOO, we're able to do that, provide that to you with your support. So if you have not become a member of KBOO, give us a call, 877-500-5266. We can only do this if you keep, keep our support.
Investing.
So that it keeps us independent.
Yeah.
So that we can present shows like this with a nice long interview. Normally we wouldn't be taking breaks like this, But we come to you a couple of times a year so that we can stay on the air and present all sorts of great programming. Not only the great public affairs program that we have here this morning, but we will have music shows this afternoon, crazy late night radio stuff.
Live.
There is a radio theater block that comes on at 11 o'clock on Monday evenings, right after a poetry spot and alternative music. I mean, as I say, it is the farmer's market of radio. There's like the booth for alternative music. There's the booth with the Pacific Rim folks. There's the other booth over there that has the gospel music on Sunday morning. And then there's the booth that you're standing at right now with the
news
talk
and
show.
Public affairs.
News and public affairs.
You know, KBOO brings a lot to the table, and we're asking you to invest in what we do. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You know, what I always appreciate about KBOO is how many people have invested our lives here as volunteer programmers. Cecil Prescott is a volunteer. He's been here for more than 25 years, right? This is amazing. This is a legacy program, bringing one of the most important voices in America right now to the airwaves. And 877-500-5266. Make a $20 a month contribution. Get a copy of this book, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. Learn about yourself, okay? And that's what we do. Come in person. We're going to put some coffee on. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Or call 877-500-5266. We also have the prize drawing for today. Today's drawing is for a $250 gift certificate to Portland U Brew and Pub. This covers a beer making experience for up to 7 people. Call us 877-500-5266. And did your ancestors brew beer? I'm putting it out. Yes, they did.
Thank you so much, Lisa and Fortunato.
I wouldn't mind winning that myself.
Excellent.
I have to go. Let me give you my address. It's Henry Louis Gates Jr., Harvard University, 104 Mount Auburn Street, and Auburn is AUBURN, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02138. I'll do it again. Professor Henry Louis Gates Jr., Harvard University, 104 Mount Auburn, AUBURN Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02138. You send me those books with how you want them inscribed. Some people use them as Christmas presents.
Excellent idea. Certainly.
And I'll write Merry Christmas to whomever. We'll ship them back, and you can wrap it up and put it under the Christmas tree. Some people will, by now, have been scratching their heads saying, well, why did Gates use this retro word, Negro? And the reason is, the book is an homage to a famous black journalist named Joel A. Rogers, who in 1934 published 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. The subtitle is With Complete Proof. Rogers was born in Jamaica in 1880, came to the States in 1906, and then he wrote a popular column called Your History for the black newspaper, the Pittsburgh Courier, from 1934 to 1966. And in 1934, he published the first edition of this little pamphlet, which is 100 facts. So a few years ago, I decided that as a tribute to him, I was going to redo his book with some of the old facts. Now that we have more information, I could correct some of the errors or complete some of his entries. But I could also add new entries, things that he didn't know about. I'll give you a couple examples. The first African-American to come to what's now the United States was a black conquistador. He wasn't even a slave. His name was Juan Garrido, G-A-R-R-I-D-O. He was a West African born in 1480. He came with the earliest Spanish conquistadors, including Ponce de Leon, in the famous expedition that we all studied about in school when Ponce de Leon went to Florida in search of the Fountain of Youth. And a brother was there as an equal, a conquistador. Now, we all think that our beloved Barack Obama was the first black president of any country in North America, right? Wrong. No. The first black president of any country in North America was a man called Vicente Guerrero, who was the second president of Mexico in 1829. Mixed race brother, He abolished slavery in Mexico, like Abraham Lincoln, and just like Abraham Lincoln, he was assassinated. Mm-hmm. And we include his portrait in the book, and you can see clearly he was a man of African descent. Here's another fact. More free black people lived in the South, not in the North, before and during the Civil War.
Wow.
Now, that is totally counterintuitive because we're raised to think that the slaves would run north as soon as they were freed. I happen to be descended from three sets of free people of color. Three sets of my fourth great grandparents were freed by 1823 in what was then the state of Virginia, now West Virginia. And they stayed in this slave state, Virginia. Now, why would they do that? Because by law, the master was mandated to give them land. And they did. The law did that to discourage people from freeing their slaves. So Joe and Sarah Bruce, my fourth great grandparents, were given 1,000 acres of land in 1823. And plus their family was still enslaved and their friends. So what were they going to do? Go to New York or Philadelphia or Boston and be homeless? Or were they going to stay there and farm that land and try to free their children, which they did, and be near their neighbors? So, and that's 18 miles from where I was born, where I was born in 1950. So I had no idea until Johnny Cerny, our chief genealogist for Finding Your Roots, did my family tree as part of an episode. And I found out that three sets of my fourth great grandparents, male and female, were freed, two sets before 1800 and the third set by 1823. And Cecil, get ready for this. One fourth great grandfather, John Redmond, on my mama's side, actually served in the American Revolution. He was in the Patriot, he was a patriot in the Continental Army. He mustered in on Christmas Day in Winchester, Virginia in 1778 and mustered out of the Continental Army in 1784. And because of that, my brother, Dr. Paul Gates, the chief of dentistry at Bronx Lebanon Hospital, and I were inducted into the Sons of the American Revolution. You know, go figure. And this brother lived, again, 18 miles from where my brother and I were born. We had no idea. I'm telling you, when you do your family tree, now you're not all going to find that your ancestor served in the American Revolution, but a lot of black people are going to find out that their ancestors served in the colored troops in the Civil War, or in the War of 1812, or in World War One, and World War II. There are just so many stories buried in the far reaches of or the dense branches of our family tree, waiting to be uncovered. I don't know if any of you have seen Coco. Have you seen the new movie Coco, the animated
Oh, no, no, movie? Not yet. Yeah, no, I have a friend who, he and his son went, and they loved it. Yeah.
I went to see it right after Thanksgiving. I didn't know anything that it was about. And it's about the Mexican Day of the Dead.
Yes.
And the point of the story is, unless you remember your ancestors, they're destined to disappear. Mm. And the conceit in the film is that you have to post a picture of your deceased ancestor so that they can then come from the realm of the dead on visitation day and, you know, come back and hover around their descendants. Mm-hmm. And if you don't post their picture, they're just destined to evaporate, basically. Well, the analogy for us is that unless you remember the names of your ancestors, establish their identity on your own family tree, they're destined to disappear. I think that is, Coco is like a tribute to ancestry tracing through genealogy and through DNA, which is one reason I think that it's number one in the box office. It's a brilliant, brilliant film, and I encourage everyone to see it, and I didn't have anything to do with it.
Right. But just talking about that in terms of the importance of uncovering our past, I'm wondering, it's not only good for individuals and individual family, but I imagine it's good for our society. Now, I can't I don't know whether or not this president will invite you to beer, you know, to have a some beer. But
I don't drink beer anymore.
Okay. But why is it important for us as a society to do this, especially in these times that are so troubling and confusing, and many people are in periods of angst and anxiety?
Oh, I think it's important because it helps to restore the full picture of American history. You know, when you find out, you know who Ted Danson is?
Yes.
It was the star of Cheers, remember? The bartender on Cheers?
Yes.
Now, I did Ted Danson and his wife Mary Steenburgen for this season. And Ted Danson's 10th great-grandmother was the famous Anne Hutchinson, Puritan dissident who insisted on the right of women to preach and was kicked out of the Puritans because of that. He had no idea. Now, you think that it's just black people or people of color who have lost their ancestors. Here's Ted Danson. From a prominent white family, he went to prep school, he went to Stanford, he was, you know, a superstar. He had no idea that he is descended from probably the most famous woman among all of the Puritan experience.
Yes.
None. So I asked him, Ted, when you were studying the American American history and coming of the Puritans. Would this have changed your attitude toward that chapter of history if you had known that one of your blood relatives actually was involved? And he said, of course. And his fifth great grandfather, Oliver Smith, was, like my ancestor John Redmond, soldier in the Continental Army. And he had no idea so that he could be in the Sons of the American Revolution. And he also was a slave owner. He owned a very famous slave named Venture Smith, and Venture Smith is famous because he wrote a book about his enslavement and his freedom, which he bought from Ted Danson's fifth great-grandfather.
Wow.
So all scholars of the slave narratives know about Venture Smith, but nobody realized that his white owner, Oliver Smith, was the antecedent of Ted Danson, the bartender on Cheers. Now, that's what I'm talking about. What we want to do is make history come alive. You know, we want to insert you in the narrative of American history, whether you're Native American, whether you're African American, or if you're a recent immigrant, say from Thailand or Vietnam or Nigeria or Ethiopia or Somalia. We also tell the history of your ancestors from those countries so that we're not only expanding the contours of American history, but of world history. I love history. You know, you've generously called me historian. I have a BA in history and PhD in English literature, which for me is a great combination because I learned research skills in the archive as a history student, but I learned to love storytelling and analyze the structure of those stories when I was a graduate student in England in Cambridge, studying English. And that combination is what we bring to Finding Your Roots. We tell powerful stories by inserting you or your ancestor into the scenario of great events in American and in world history. And I think that's the power of what we do. And I'm developing with my colleague Nina Yablonsky down at Penn State, and dozens of other scholars, a curriculum so that we can revitalize how we teach history to middle school kids, how we teach biology, evolution, to middle school kids, particularly poor inner city middle school kids, brown and black kids, who might not think that learning is a profitable thing for them, who might not think that they have hope. But when I was growing up in the 50s, the blackest thing you could be, as it were, was an educated man or an educated woman, not an entertainer or an athlete. Yes. There are far more black dentists, for example, than there are black men in the NFL and the NBA combined.
Yes.
But a lot of our people don't think about it that way. So what we're doing with this curriculum, I've seen the power of genealogy and genetics. I've seen the power of ancestry tracing to move people often to tears. And so what I want to do is regenerate that love of learning that we were raised with our generation in the 50s for this new generation by tracing, teaching them how to do their family tree and how to analyze their own DNA. Because those two endeavors are all about finding out new aspects about yourself. And what's your favorite subject, Cecil? Everybody's favorite subject is themselves.
Themselves, yes.
There is no way this is not going to revolutionize the attitudes of learning for poor, disenfranchised children. And that's what I want to do. That's the secret of finding your roots. The secret is, once again, to show that we're all immigrants and that we're all related. Under the skin, we are 99.99% the same genetically.
We're speaking this morning with the evangelist, Dr. Henry Louis Gates, who is passionate about this subject, about history, discovering our roots. He has offered several copies of his latest volume, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro, and also will autograph it for you. If you give a donation of only $20 per month to KBOO to make sure that our your community radio station stays in tune, stays on the air, give us a call at 877-500-5266 or join us online, kboo.fm. Lisa.
Hey.
Are there any books left?
We have a few books left. 877-500-5266, of course, is the number to call to invest in this kind of programming, this kind of movement for justice and understanding in our communities and around our country. I mean, this is an amazing show. You're blowing my mind right now. So for $20 a month, we're going to give you a copy of Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s book, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. We already talked about the fact that you do not have to be African American to completely groove on this book. All of this is American history, right? We are all these stories. But we have some people to thank.
Ted came all the way in from Taggart to renew his membership in person. Linda in Southeast Portland has also renewed her membership, as did Larry all the way down in Salem.
Salem rocks.
Yes, the wind's blowing just right. The signal's getting down there. Alone in Northwest Portland has renewed their membership, and we have a new member in Southwest Portland named Renee. Yes, they've all called in and become part of community radio, which you should do right now. You should give us a call. Pick up your phone, 877-500-5266. You can get Dr. Gates's book, Professor Gates's book. We still have some copies left. You could also get Amy Goodwin's book if you're interested. Anyone who gives us some money today will get a copy of that. We've also have the drawing. What is the drawing?
Today's drawing is for a $250 gift certificate to Portland U Brew and Pub. This covers a beer making experience for up to 7 people. Okay. Call 877-500-5266. That's us right now to be entered for a chance to win that. I too am absolutely passionate about ancestry, about genealogy. And again, I just have to say this: we don't even always know who you are until you can find a way to understand where your people have come from. And I just think this is one of the most amazing shows I've ever heard on KBOO. Henry Louis Gates, his book, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. It's about all of us, okay? And give us a call, 877-500-5266, for a copy to that book. Back to this incredible interview.
And we're speaking with Dr. Henry Louis Gates, and I want to introduce you, Dr. Gates, to my co-host, Celeste Carey, who is on the... Are you on the phone?
She's not. Yes, I am.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Well, I'm doing well, better. I've listened to the show, and I want to thank you so much, Professor Gates, for allowing us this opportunity, because when we saw your book, we were excited. And one of the things that I have wanted to discuss was the work that the first author had done and how you followed up on capturing a lot of the early Negro writers, the literature of the time, and not just the literature, but even the journalists, and with the assault and assailing of both journalism at its best, literature and facts at their best, and truest, I might say, and minorities, you know, it's really important, as you said, to make sure we know who our people are and our roots, but more importantly, to celebrate the telling of stories of people. And with the assault on higher education and knowledge and true facts as opposed to alternative, I was wondering if you might talk a little bit about both the original author and your challenges in gathering all this fantastic information about the literary geniuses of our time. Our group.
Yeah, well, I gather that you've been under the weather, but I hope you're feeling better. You sound good.
Well, I'm trying to hold it down. I must say California sunshine does a lot for one's soul.
Yeah, that's why we're going to Miami for Christmas.
Same all right. Thing.
Yeah, Joel A. Rogers didn't go to university. You know, he was self-trained. You know, we use the word an autodidact. Mm-hmm. And what's incredible is how much information he found on his own as an independent scholar just by going to libraries like the great Schomburg Library, which is what we call the Harlem branch of the New York Public Library, and just reading books and recording facts, like the fact that the author of The Three Musketeers, we all know The Three Musketeers, Alexandre Dumas, he was a man of color.
Yes.
He was descended from a black man. Alexander Pushkin, the father of Russian literature.
Russian author, yes.
Yeah, Pushkin's mother's father's father was a pure black African who was a slave brought to Russia and then purchased by the emperor, the Tsar, Peter the Great. I mean, facts like this were revolutionary. Now we can take them for granted, though still a lot of people don't know these things. But we can take them for granted as established fact. But for Joel A. Rogers, he was making claims. And a lot of people thought he was crazy or just wrong or just wishful, engaging in wishful thinking. But what's happened, I was telling a journalist the other day that I first saw Joel A. Rogers' book in the Yale Co-op bookstore in September 1969. I was there buying, it was my sophomore year, and I was there buying textbooks for the first survey course in black history that I took. We called it Afro-American History then. And I was just browsing in the bookstore, and there was this little yellow pamphlet, which I have upstairs in my study. And it was the 23rd edition, dated 1957. Oh. The 23rd edition of this pamphlet, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. And I was just intrigued by all this stuff that he was claiming. I had no idea. Remember, this is 1969. I never heard anything about Alexander Dumas being black. I never heard anything about Pushkin being black. I didn't know anything about the great university in Timbuktu, run by black men who were writing and reading and speaking Arabic. Well, you know, you might as well have told me that Martians had come down and landed in Disneyland. You know, I had no idea. And it turns out that not everything that Mr. Rogers said was totally accurate, but it was based on his best research that he could do. But now, and that's the reason I mentioned 1969, now I've been a professor for years of African and African-American studies, and there's been a revolution in information about the black world. So we don't have to be like Joel A. Rogers working alone in the dusty stacks of a library. A lot of this information is in books by great historians or made available online, and now everybody can check it. What I like to do, I publish scholarly books again in literature about African-American literature, but I love writing in popular forms. Yes. That's why I make documentaries for PBS. We did 500 years of African-American history. Called Many Rivers to Cross. And then we just in February released, Africa's Great Civilization, 6-hour documentary because I want everybody to know the wonders of the African world, the contributions of people of color made to history. In 2010, I did a six-hour series called, a four-hour series called Black in Latin America. Here's an amazing fact. We now know, because of the work of Professor David Eltis, it's called the Transatlantic Slave Trade Database, the Transatlantic Slave Trade Database. It's online for free. Anybody can look it up right now while I'm talking. And David Eltis and his colleagues looked at about 36,000 voyages of slave ships. So we now know that there were 12.5 million Africans shipped to the New World between 1501 and 1866. 15% died in the Middle Passage, so that means 10.8 million Africans arrived in the New World. Now, here's the kicker. Of that 10.8 million, only 388,000 came to the United States. Only 388,000 came directly from Africa to the United States. Another maybe 70,000 went to the West Indies first and then came to the United States. That means that 450,000. All the rest went to the Caribbean and South America. Cuba got a million Africans. Jamaica got a million Africans. Haiti, which was called Saint-Domingue, got 770,000. And Brazil got 5 million African slaves. This is totally mind-blowing. Yes. It undermines everything that we think we know about the history of slavery and the slave trade.
We're going to take Celeste.
Is known as the largest African country, so to speak, outside of Africa.
Celeste, we're going to take a break for one last opportunity for people to get a copy of Dr. Gates' book, 100 Amazing Facts. Give us a pledge, give us a donation, and Lisa's going to tell us a little bit more.
I'm Lisa, and I'm here with my brother Fortunato. He's got the story.
Hey, it is membership drive time here at Community Radio KBOO Portland. We come to you a few times. We hate interrupting such a great interview, but we need to do this so that we let you know that we're on the air by your support. So 877-500-5266 is the number that we'd like you to call and set up a membership or renew your membership to Community Radio so that we can continue to present these amazing interviews like we were doing this morning. You know, many times people will say, hey, I was listening to cable today and I heard this great thing. We can only do that, provide these interesting programs that spread a little mental itching powder by your support. So we need you to call 877-500-5266. KBOO has been on the air for almost 50 years now, and we've been able to do it most with predominantly listener donations. And by becoming members of KBOO, you help support programs like you're listening to right now, but also the other variety of programs that we present throughout the week. We have Spanish language shows. We have shows about the Pacific Rim people. We've got gospel music. We have all sorts of type of music with people that they bring in songs that they want you to listen to. And so we're able to provide this with your support. Listener support allows us to be independent. We are not part of any sort of institution or university or anything. The programming committee sets up the times when people can come in. And we're, as a programmer myself, we're able to pretty much be our own program director for the programs that we do. We don't have to ask permission. We just bring in music that we want to listen to. And as with the show right now, the interview that they want to do. Now, we've also are going to allow people can get a copy of this book.
Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s newest book, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. This is your big chance to give us a call, 877-500-5266. We're going to put a copy of that book in your hands. Dr. Gates has also offered to allow us to send him the books and he'll sign it for you, right? Incredible. It's because we're real people here. We're not a computer that's programmed to make noise into your unit, right? 877-500-5266. 5266. We're only halfway to our goal, and we really need people to make these phones ring. And I'm just putting this out. It's holiday season. This is an amazing book. It weighs about 40 pounds. I'm saying it does. It's comprehensive. The chapters are incredible, and it's just the kind of thing that you might think, no, I'm just going to give that to my African-American friends. No, this is our history. This is all our shared history. We all need to wrap our brains around who we are and why we are where we are now, right? 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We also have today's drawing, $250 gift certificate to Portland U-Brew and Pub. But we need people to come over here, make the phones ring, stop in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Now I want to say, I got this, I have to say, I spent 6 years on the same website that Dr. Gates is talking about. And my big ancestor that really blows my mind is that I discovered that my family is as descended from the Rogerine Quakers. And the first guy, the first one from that family who came to the New World, he made a fortune by making biscuits. He was a baker. Did you know that I am a prize-winning cookie baker at the Multnomah County Fair?
What?
Yes, I am.
What?
You know, we learn why we are the way we are through these things. But the thing that really gets me is that the Rogerine Quakers, for 100 years, these Europeans agitated for a separation of church and state where they lived. And they were against enslavement for 100 years. This family did that. Blows my mind. That's what we're talking about. There's a history in this country you don't even know. And it's important. It goes to why you are listening now. It goes to why you're going to pick up the phone and tap out 877-500-5266. You're descended from people who are very much like you, and you've never even heard their names yet. And I mean, that's what KBOO brings, a new way of understanding the world around you. I know, you press my buttons. This is my big button, genealogy. I'm psyched by this show. This book is incredible. 877-500-5266. Make it happen now.
Thank you so
much. Anything more about biscuits?
Yeah, biscuits. No, seriously.
No, seriously. It's 5086. We need you to give us a call right now. We can only keep this radio going with your support.
Hey, Cecil and Celeste and Dr. Gates, love you so much. Thank you so much for being here right now.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Before we go, Dr. Gates, you mentioned earlier about the curriculum that you are producing for middle schools. This weekend, I was looking at my high school yearbook, and I saw the picture of my high school teacher, Marcy Cedar, who gave me a love of history, what we then called American history. It's so important for us to be able to pass not only our history, but the love of learning. Thank you so much for doing this. And what do you say to parents who say, oh, my kid doesn't want to pick up the book? Dr. Gates might have left us, but I want to remind you that you can get a copy of this book by giving us a call at 877-500-5266 is 100 amazing facts about the Negro. We have the opportunity not only to get the book, but also to get it autographed by Dr. Gates. He has been so generous in not only sharing his research and his time with us this morning, but also by offering volumes of this book for you to have and to own, and to even have it autographed and maybe give as a gift to those that you love and care about. So give us a call at 877-500-5266. For a donation of $20 a month, you may receive a copy of this book, or go online. You don't have time to pick up the phone. Just go online, kboo.fm, click on the link, offer a donation, and you will be responsible for making sure that great programming, great guests continue here at KBOO. As two my co-hosts for this morning shared, that we are a community of volunteers who are motivated by a desire to communicate information and music, and most importantly, build community. KBOO is more than a radio station, it is a community, and so you are a part of that. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being such dedicated members. And if you have not, you can do so by calling 877-500-5266 to make sure this community radio station stays on air and continue to build community for change. You have been listening to More Talk Radio. For Celeste Carey, I'm Cecil Prescott. Thank you, Dr. Gates. Have a great day.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Equity in Action, creating a healthy, productive workplace on Friday, December 8th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tabor Space in Portland. Equity in Action is an all-day workshop and a cross-industry call for local leaders who want to build safer and resilient work environments. Learn about identifying your stress and managing it, trauma-informed and restorative practices, and more. Again, that's Equity in Action, creating a healthy, productive workplace on Friday, December 8th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tabor Space, 5441 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Boki Bowl, located 1028 Southeast Water Avenue in Portland, and serving ramen in an industrial space with counter service and communal seating. Dinner was provided by Dean Nicholas, located 3520 Southeast Powell's Boulevard in Portland, and serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.